Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Papai. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Papai. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moss moves to second. Al Papai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papai is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Dillinger steals second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Graham hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards second. Pretty picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pretty. Kennedy moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger juggles the ball. That's an error on Dillinger. Kennedy scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 1 in the game. Kakas strikes out. 2 outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia strikes out. 1 out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops it up and throws to first, with Papai covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive towards short. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Papai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papai is 0 for 1 in the game. Papai is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops it up and throws to first, with Papai covering, for the out. 2 outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, Browns, 2. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Graham hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0 for 2 in the game. Seavers hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia bunts towards the mound. Papai fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Severs, who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Hegan scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Severs, who is chasing the ball. Tucker reaches third base with a triple. Mitchell scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 2 in the game. Kakas hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Fannin pinch runs for Les Moss. George Elder pinch hits for John Sullivan. George Elder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elder hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner pinch hits for Al Papai. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Schirmlaller now catching. Andy Anderson now playing shortstop. Tom Farrick now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon bunts towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. Doby moves to third. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. Pretty is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Graham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Graham settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Graham. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson misplays the ball. That's an error on Anderson. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garcia moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0 for 3 in the game. Seavers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 3 in the game. Kakas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields the ball and throws to Garcia covering. Safe. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kakas moves to second. Whitey Platt pinch hits for Andy Anderson. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt strikes out. Two outs. Ned Garver pinch hits for Tom Farrick. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver takes first base on ball 4. Kakas moves to third. Lawler moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Vernon, and towards Gordon, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.